This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's a Donnie Football Friday, the first of many. And the treats, it's kind of like Halloween here today because the treats are going to be endless. One little treat after another, Donnie. Ray Fittipaldo coming up top of the hour to talk Steelers. We have a quiz show later brought to you by Limits with a new quiz show theme song. Before we get back to the Parsons trade and all the ramifications of it, even all the way to the Steelers, there's breaking Pittsburgh sports news. You're telling me that Mulsey is appearing on these frozen hot takes, something that he said. Tell us more.
Yeah, he got hit with the freezing cold takes on Twitter. It's the one that I think the guy has actually retired from retweeting Pony because he feels like he puts stuff out there on purpose. And this was Chris yesterday, and he also had the same take on the show on air.
Yeah.
4:11 p.m., Chris Muller on Twitter, at Chris Muller PGH. No one is going to convince me that this Cowboys slash Parsons saga ends with anything other than a market-setting deal for Parsons and him suiting up for Dallas 1 week from today. And less than 60 minutes later, the trade happened.
60 minutes. Hear that clock ticking, Donnie. That's a Mulsey. Yeah,
we were coming
mind.
Back for our 5 o'clock segment. I got in their ear, and I said, we got to shift to this.
This is unbelievable news here. He should. You know what should happen? Mulsey should appear on 60 Minutes this weekend. He can get interviewed by Mike Wallace. Is Mike Wallace still with us, Limits?
Like the receiver, Mike Wallace?
No. I knew he was going to do it.
I had to. No, he's not on 60 Minutes anymore.
No, well, he passed away in 2012.
Where have you been, Joe? That part's not funny. The part that I didn't know that is funny, of course, Donnie.
Pony messes that stuff up pretty often, too. He never knows if somebody is still with us or not.
Who hosts 60 Minutes these days? And can we forward them Mulsey's number?
I thought like Anderson Cooper was one of the guys on there.
And how does the TikTok, the ticking and talking at the beginning, and then there's a real like dramatic reading of today's stories. They could read one that says, tonight on 60 Minutes,
what it is
sports host Chris Muller had the most freezing hot take of the century. Let's get inside Mulsey's head and find out why.
They say all their names like, I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm Scott Pelley. Those
Scott
stories
Pelley is
and
another
more
one, yeah.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
Oh, my God. They bring their cameras into the studio, Donnie, and interview Mulsey and try to get to the bottom of that take. Read it again. This happened 60 minutes. And believe me, we've all had freezing cold takes. I've had my share, too. But now that it's Mulsey's time in the sun, let's read his.
No one is going to convince me that this Cowboys-Parsons saga ends with anything other than a market-setting deal for Parsons and him suiting up for Dallas a week from today.
Certainly that's going to lead your show today, yes? The PM guys?
I would think Pony wants to poke some fun at that, yeah. Although they might have, they probably got into that a little bit because the trade happened while we were on yesterday.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. 50-minute mark on the Fan coming up here, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And it's cloudy today with a high of Ernie Stautner, a high of 70. Great weather for high school football. These two guys, Limits and Donnie, will be out. What game are you going to again?
Central Catholic in Pine Richland.
Beautiful. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, just a seismic trade in the NFL. Jerry Jones bragging that this is Herschel Walker all over again, the trade that will catapult the Cowboys to new heights. Of course, that deal was when the Cowboys were like a 2-14 team or however many games they played back then. This is not the same. And then the Packers and people who love this deal touting it as the equivalent of Reggie White, a really good team needing a piece, a defensive piece, and not just a piece, but a star. And Reggie White did catapult them to a Super Bowl championship. Can Micah Parsons do the same? And part of this is just the depression and rage that has enveloped Dallas. I mean, can you imagine? It's honestly not unlike living here in 2007 and having the Steelers trade Troy Polamalu and the Penguins trade Sid. It's not unlike that. Limits, do we have any reaction from Dallas, from the fan base there?
Yeah, so this was a Cowboys fan, also a YouTuber, freaking out over the deal.
We traded Micah Parsons to the Packers?
Nah, this is fake. Wait, is this real?
Rah!
That's really all we got. Two first-round picks.
Why would we trade him to the Packers, of all people? Two first-rounders! We tried to have their two first-rounders!
I'm not watching football this year. I promise you.
This got to be the worst trade in Cowboys history.
There's going to be a press conference tonight.
I can't wait to hear what Jerry's going to say here.
I don't think they're happy, Donnie.
Did you also know that Jerry was consistently calling him Michael in the press conference?
What?
I didn't see any of it, but I saw multiple people bring that up on Twitter. Like, he was saying his name incorrectly every other time.
That part of all of this is, I don't know, what's the word, sad? I mean, we're watching the demise of, love him or hate him, one of the NFL's most notable figures. I think we're watching the demise. He's getting way up there in age. This was an embarrassment to him, the way he handled this. Like I said, basically only wanting to negotiate with the player and getting ticked off when an agent came onto the scene. And all the things that have happened along the way here with Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, it's a total embarrassment. And yet, Donnie, I mean, if you were going to trade Micah Parsons, if it got to the point where he wasn't reporting and he just said, I'm not playing this, that type of thing, if you had to trade him, and maybe you did, I don't think this was a horrible return, do you?
No, I mean, you do get two firsts and you get a pretty good player in Kenny Clark, but I'm not going to even come close to saying that the Cowboys won this deal.
Me neither.
That you get a couple of first-round picks back and a pretty good player for your defense, but Green Bay ran away with this trade. Absolutely ran away with the trade. And you brought up the Herschel Walker trade, and I know that's one that has gotten brought up over the last 24 hours. I mean, that was like seismic way back when. The Cowboys got four players, and they also got Minnesota's first, second, and sixth in 1990. They got a couple of more firsts that were conditional on some other things,
yeah,
and multiple second and third round picks too, while giving the Vikings Herschel Walker a couple of third round picks and a fifth and tenth round pick. So yeah, they were able to really build their team off that. They got four players in return and a bunch of picks.
Right.
Like, here's the other problem, which is why I think it looks all right maybe to the Cowboys on paper. Oh, two first-round picks and Kenny Clark. Where do you think those first-round picks are going to be? They're probably going to be between picks 25 and 32.
That's true, too.
I mean, it's not like you're getting these two first-round picks and it's going to be pick five or pick seven or, hell, pick one, two, or three.
Well, when
you're picking at the end of the first round with those.
Yeah, and that was the one of the greatest trades in NFL history or sports history, really. Plus, the Cowboys were at the very beginnings of a total rebuild. This team, 3 of the last 4 years, has gone 12-5. Last year, they dipped to 7-10, but... When did Jerry Jones and the Cowboys pivot to all in this year to, oh, this is our Herschel Walker trade with what we'll be able to do in the future? He also mangled the part where he could have traded Parsons before the draft and gotten help for this year. They went out and got George Pickens. This is going to be a spectacular disaster in Dallas, is it not?
Yeah, it makes me feel for Brian Schottenheimer, who's the first-year head coach there. You would also have to think... Now, Jones does let that leash go longer than the media will portray. I mean, he held on to Jason Garrett forever, Mike McCarthy maybe a season or two longer than most expected. So I don't think Schottenheimer will be like a one-and-done type guy. But, man, you can't be happy about this if you're the head coach. Oh, you just traded our best defensive player, one of the best in the whole league?
Our best player.
And, I mean, who knows what the feelings are now in that locker room? Like, okay, you have Dak...
Well, I saw some of the tweets.
CeeDee Lamb, you have George Pickens.
Yeah, some of the tweets were not pretty. Listen to this, a couple of tweets out there. Adam Schefter, Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in February of 89 for $140 million. Micah Parsons just reached agreement with the Packers on a four-year $188 million contract. He's making more than what the Cowboys were bought for. Now listen to this one, Donnie. And we'll get another Cowboy fan reaction in a moment. Bill Barnwell. Over the last 4 years, the Cowboys are the league's best defense with Micah Parsons on the field by EPA per play. What is EPA, Donnie?
What is that expected?
Estimated points or expected points against?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. They're the best defense in the league with him on the field by that metric.
Expected points added.
There you go. Whatever that means, but it's something that Bill Barnwell trusts, so I trust it. Okay, across a sample of over 1,000 plays when he's not on the field, guess what they are?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into... It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
30th.
Close. The second worst defense, 31st in the league. That is incredible.
That's a pretty indicative stat of don't get rid of your star generational player.
Wow. Cowboys were 0-5 last seasons. Well, here's somebody trying to take the opposite view. They were 0-5 last season in game Parsons played and Prescott didn't. Who cares about the numbers? Let's hear angry Cowboy fans.
You want to know my hot take on this real quick before that?
Sure.
I think this is all gearing up for one and done for Schottenheimer. Trade up for Arch Manning. Hello, Nick Saban to the Cowboys. Nick Saban, Arch Manning, team up together in Dallas. What do you think?
Is the freezing cold take guy on alert here? What?
I don't want to say it sounds like fantasy land because it is Jerry Jones. I mean, that would be...
Jerry loves the flair for the dramatic.
I mean, he certainly does because you look at what he just pulled off. I could see the first part of that a lot more than the second. Like, I could see the move up for Manning a lot more than bringing in Nick Saban. Man, what a combo that would be. Saban and Jerry Jones.
Has there been some noise to that effect? Limits? You're pulling some, out Nick Saban?
Some small noise, but if Saban does want to come back in the NFL and he does miss it, or he just misses football in general, I think he would rather come back to the pros than go back to college, kind of a reverse Belichick, where Belichick went to college, Saban goes to the NFL.
He's going to be 97 years old at that point, Limits.
Belichick's 97 years old. He's coaching. Some of these guys just can't give it up.
Donnie, I'm taken aback by this. Are you?
I think it's a little bit of fantasy booking, but if it's going to happen with any team, it's probably the Cowboys and Jerry Jones.
It's a hot take. It's not a firm prediction. This is definitely going to happen, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think it's possible.
I kind of like it. I do.
Yeah, he's putting his pony hat on for
I
that
I like
one.
A good hot take. Mel Kiper Jr., were you aware, Donnie, that he still has a byline, that he still writes for ESPN? Call me crazy, but I wasn't.
He might use a typewriter for that. You know, he's a very old school guy.
That's a good line.
He allegedly doesn't have a cell phone either. I don't know how you really get through life as a figure of his importance and magnitude without having a cell phone, but...
That is remarkable. So, for what it's worth, and I do like and respect Mel Kiper. Do you?
I think
he loses his mind sometimes. He lost his mind on the Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I felt
thing
like he embarrassed himself a little bit there. I mean, he has certainly missed. I mean, you want to talk about bad, like, you know, takes going bad. He has a million of them. But without
sure, when
him,
you're doing that job, when you're doing our job, you're making a million predictions. He's predicting like 300 guys every year.
Yeah,
what's going to happen? You're going to have a large miss rate.
Without Mel Kiper, the draft also never becomes what it was.
Right, and you know who else has a large miss rate? Every single team in the NFL every year. On the draft.
Very true.
And I'm not talking about mock drafts because people, they take that too seriously. Like, oh, you got your mock draft wrong. Of course you did. It's not meant for accuracy. It's meant for entertainment, information, and fun.
Yeah.
Three things
love
we
them.
Like
people
about
read them
sports.
All the time.
Well, anyway, he writes in here about next year's draft. So once again, we circle back to the Steelers and next year's draft. Six quarterbacks will be drafted in round one, gentlemen, according to Kiper. Lenoris Sellers, Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Sam Levitt, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, and Donnie, I'll let you take the guy from UCLA, Nico.
I am Liava. The NIL man from Tennessee.
He said, I'd bet six of them go in the first 32 picks. You notice he didn't put Arch Manning in there because he doesn't think Manning's going to be in the draft. But I think he says if he is, he'll clearly be number one. I'll give you guys one of those guys, not Arch Manning, for the Steelers to go all out and draft. I think I'll ask the guy wearing a Drew Aller jersey who he's going to pick first, Donnie. Limits?
I would obviously pick Drew Aller. I have the confidence in him. But if it was not Aller, I would be inclined to pick Garrett Nussmeier. I think he's a mobile guy. He has good pocket awareness, accurate, can throw the deep ball. I think that he's going to put it all together as well.
Let me ask you about Aller very quickly.
Yeah.
Let's take his games against Ohio State, for example. He's underspent passing. He's been sacked a bunch of times, and he's generated, let me count in the last two games, one offensive touchdown, no meaningful touchdowns. It was a junk one in that when they were down 20-6 a couple years ago. What has you convinced that he's ready to take the leap?
Yeah, I was sitting in a restaurant in Manhattan Beach watching that awful performance when they scored that garbage touchdown, getting ready for the Steelers and Rams game. What it is for me is I think another year in the system with Kodal Nicky helps. Coming back for his senior year is significant for Aller. Like, it was the right decision for him to do. Sure, he could have been a first-round pick in last year's draft, but ultimately the right call was to come back, get more development. The pieces around him, I think, will help. The
they're
stars
better.
Have aligned.
Yeah.
They're definitely better, and he should too.
Donnie, I'm giving you one pick other than Arch Manning of Mel Kiper's six quarterbacks he thinks will be taken in the first round next year. Who you got?
I won't go with one of the names that Austin said. I feel like I was leaning Nussmeier going into this conversation. For that matter, I will go with Sellers. Now, I feel like I want to see this guy make a little bit of a leap in this year. Like, I want to see a big season out of him because the numbers are good, but they don't blow you away what he did last year at South Carolina. You know, he had 18 touchdowns and 7 picks. He threw for like 2,500 yards. Now he ran for 7 touchdowns and almost 700. But it almost – the numbers – it's not a direct correlation, obviously, but I do fear when we see guys that just – they have the size, they're phenomenal athletes, they're projectable. You get caught up on that more than are they actually good football players, because I do have the fear – of if he has another season like this, could he just be another Anthony Richardson? Richardson was that, you know, exact definition. Never had a season that blew you away at Florida. He had great size. The guy could throw the football a mile. He was a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
And he stinks.
Well, you two are very smart, and that's why we pay you the money we do, because Mel Kiper in the next section of his column here says the race for number one will come down to 3 players. And in here, he does include Arch Manning, although he throws in the caveat, I don't think he's going to be here. The next 2 guys, which means it could be the first 2 guys drafted next year, according to Kiper, are going to be Aller and Sellers. He didn't say what order. So you two are very smart, and I would like to commend you on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.